Good morning. Good to be awake.
Now, Nintendo, a new fun sports game for the whole family. Tell us about Nintendo Switch.
Some people may remember a game called Wii Sports, which was on the Nintendo Wii console, which was one of the first consoles to allow you to essentially use that controller in your hand physically. So you move it around and the character in the game would move around. It was a bit of a dangerous thing for some TVs got broken when kids threw the remote accidentally, but it was utterly awesome to play. Now, the new Nintendo Switch, which has been around for a few years, finally has a similar game called Nintendo Switch Sports. Six sports to play: tennis, badminton, 10-pin bowling, even soccer. My kids have been playing this literally every day since we got it. And it's great to see them up about, you know, swinging their arms when they're playing tennis, swinging their arms down low when they're bowling, and just running around when they're playing the football game. It's a whole lot of fun, and it's great to see people up and about playing computer games. It's a great party game for when you've got friends around. It's only $60 if you've got a Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch Sports. I love it and recommend it.
Yeah, no, I remember the old Wii's, and you're right. The great thing is just the kids, the movement, and good fun for adults too.
Spot on. Yeah, the whole family can play this, and it's been amazing in my house. All three children playing the game together, which hasn't happened for a while.
any tears?
Look, there is always some drama from the youngest. Who, when they don't win, it's not entertaining anymore. But that's not a fault of the game. That's a fault of my parenting thus far.
Okay. Now, a $45 Apple AirTag has helped track down 10 grand in stolen goods. You know that I'm no genius when it comes to tech stuff. What is an Apple AirTag?
The Apple AirTag is a small device, costs $45, about the size of a 20-cent piece, and you can attach it to anything. And it allows you to find those items. So I've got them on my keys, I've got them on my luggage, I've got them in my backpack. So that if I leave my backpack somewhere and then realize an hour later, I can open up my phone and I can see where it is, because every iPhone in the world becomes part of the search party when you've lost your device. Now, one of my readers at EFTM was on holidays in South Australia, had his big camera, laptop, everything, stolen from his car, $10,000 worth of gear stolen from his car. He remembered he had an AirTag in the backpack and an AirTag on the camera. He opened up his phone and saw that they were still in the hotel, but not in his room.
Ooh.
Hotel management located the devices, returned them to him, and there's now a police investigation. So a great way to keep track of your items, even when you're on holidays or when you're at home, because if you're at home, you lose your keys. You open up the app, it'll actually show you where they are in your house. It'll walk you to them using an arrow guidance system. So cool.
Yeah.
Just $45 for an Apple AirTag.
That is fantastic. I tried that once. My problem was that I actually lost my Apple AirTag.
Yeah, that's the thing you're finding. It'll be okay. We'll find it for you. Trust me.
And finally, election time. Oh, election time. It's great, isn't it? All the junk stuff, stickers on our social media about voting and eating snags and all sorts of stuff that we really, really want not.
I mean, elections are only about the sausage, aren't they? The democracy sausage. That's the reason I don't pre-poll, because I don't want a sausage. I want a Lamington. I want a chocolate cupcake. And I want the sausage. And then I may or may not vote.
Mm.
And the great thing is this weekend, lots of people will be sharing that on social media. And the Australian Electoral Commission have worked with Instagram to create a bunch of little stickers so that if you are a bit creative, you can use the official election stickers on Instagram to show that you've voted with your democracy sausage. And yes, you're going to see a lot of that on Saturday.
Oh, even this time of the morning now, I wish you wouldn't talk about snags. I am hungry. I'd murder a snag right now. I don't think Bunnings is open yet, though. Damn. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Trevor, always good to chat, and look forward to doing so again next week.
Can't wait. Talk to you then.